spoken word, have you heard a poetic flow on Big Root Radio? Inquisitive questions to get the answers that's off the chart, to improve humanity, love, peace, and harmony, to make brain cells heart. It's the poetic poetry show to unleash the unknown, a new frontier in your ear right here on...
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to the Flowetic Poetry Show, where inspiration, motivation, and poetry meet every Friday at 6 p.m. and where you, the listeners, are the show. Streaming live on BigRootRadio.com, All About Us Radio, and all of your popular streaming outlets. Get ready for an hour of inspirational conversation, motivating attitudes, and poetry recited by the people for the people. So I hope you got your wine glass full and your flows on deck. Get ready to spit, because without further ado, here's your host, Nima, Shining Star L, James, JT Thompson, and Big Woo.
Yo, what's up? What's happening? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Flowetic Poetry Show. It's Friday, Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be, how the children say, lit. Or do they still say that? I don't know. But anyway, we got a great show lined up for you, man. Thanks to everybody listening live at BigWooRadio.com, and everybody's download the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store. And all of our folks that searched us out on the podcast app on your iPhone, we appreciate that. We love it when you search us out on all of our social media at Big Woo Radio on everything. We're going to jump this show off with some brand new music, some cookout music. By my man, Emmanuel Prophet Soul. He was on the show before. He brought us some music before. He bringing us some new music, and it's called Backyard. And that's how it's going to go down. Keep it locked right here. We'll be right back. Florida Poetry Show, Big Woo Radio. Don't you go nowhere.
Come on. We in the backyard, y'all.
This is Rocky,
South Carolina. Cadillac in the house.
Family,
friends. Everybody in the backyard, baby.
Nigga, clap.
Saturday evening.
Look out for the cookout. We gon' pull some tips, we gon' rock some hips in the backyard.
Hey,
I say look out for the cookout.
Look out, yeah.
We gon' take a sip, we gon' laugh and trip in the backyard. We gon' rock some hips in the backyard.
In the backyard, y'all.
In the backyard. In the backyard. We gon' take a sip. We gon' laugh and trip in the backyard. Hey.
Cutting up with the sandals on. in the backyard hanging. Songs in band, DJs, y'all making jump.
Look out for the cookout.
Look out.
We gon' pull some tips, we gon' rock some hips in the backyard.
You're listening to Big Woo Big Radio. Big Radio.
Has 2020 been a financial strain on you? Is there not enough time during the day to start a business, or you work tirelessly creating a residual income? Trade and Travel Academy can help. Our educational platform is designed for the everyday person to learn how to consistently trade cryptocurrency, foreign exchange, stocks, and index profitability. Take advantage of our courses from basic, advanced, fundamental, and price action. Are you afraid you'll miss a class? Not at our institution. All classes are recorded and we offer live trading sessions for you to attend. We are dedicated to helping the average citizen with no knowledge of the market to become independently profitable. Do you feel you don't have time to learn a new skill? Our academy also offers trade ideas that will give you signals of the different markets and notify you when to buy or sell each week without having to attend a single class. Earn extra income while you learn or while you sleep for as little as $100 a month. We aim to assure that you'll receive your investment with our educational family back within the first month. You can find us on all platforms at Trade and Travel Academy or on our website, www.patreon.com/Trade and Travel Academy. That's Trade and Travel Academy, spelled T-R-A-D-E, the letter N, Travel Academy.
Listen to Big Woo Radio. Did y'all hear what I say? I want y'all to listen to Big Woo Radio. Listen to
this is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Let me clear my throat. I am the legendary DJ Kool, and I don't care what nobody say. Woo Radio, Radio is the best radio station, period. All right? And I said that, and I meant that.
You're listening to Big Woo Big Radio. Woo Radio.
Welcome back to the program, 704-489-3316. That's how you get in. If you want to get in, you got questions for any of our guests, you got a comment, you got something you want to recite, some poetry, or if you just got something positive put in the atmosphere, you better let us know. 704-489-3316. Thanks, everybody. Welcome back to the program, Florida Poetry Show. We got a big, 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 big guest for you guys today. We got Wine 49 is in the building, so the segment is brought to you by Wine 49. My cousin Thalia is doing big things with the wine and the food game. She's going to change your whole palate up. I'm trying to tell you, you better listen. We got Soul Rack also in the building coming up a little later on. But right now, got to introduce the crew to you like I always do. She's in the building. She's the poet. She's a lovely. She's talented. She paints. She's an artist. She's everything to Big Woo Radio. My girl, Nima Johnny Star. Nima Johnny Star. Hey, what you came to do, girl?
Happy Friday. Happy Friday. You got it. You know what we came to do. You are. Happy holidays. Peace and blessings, everybody.
Peace and blessings to everyone. Happy holidays. Get the grills fired up. And get your butt in the swimming pool somewhere. I am. We all are today. We about to tear it up. Got me some New Amsterdam vodka, 100 proof. It's going to be a good night tonight.
Yeah.
Also, got my man, Jake. Jake T. Thompson. He's in the building. I don't know why my echo ain't working. That ain't good. What's up, JT?
What's going on?
You got it, man. You got it. Hope all is well. I'm trying.
How you doing?
I'm trying to figure out my echo, man. I don't know what happened. It don't work right now.
All right, so,
Nemo, you ready to let it flow? We got the Let It Flow segment brought to you by Wine 49.
Go check out Wine 49 on Facebook.
The echo? Oh, you can hear the echo? Okay. Hold up. How about now?
Yeah.
You can still hear it?
No.
Okay. Okay, so I guess it was working where you could hear it, but I couldn't hear a damn thing. But long as it worked, okay. All right, so let's get into a Let It Flow segment with Nima, Shining Star L. Hold tight, y'all. Don't go nowhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the poetry moment with your girl, Nima Shining Star L. So just sit back, relax, and let it flow.
All right, Nima Shining Star L, what you got for us today on the poetry side of things?
All right. So everything is inspired. I was on a bus today, and I was sitting, a Caucasian brother of mine was sitting in front of me, and he kept turning around, talking to me, asking me questions about black people on the train, like I on the bus. Like I was the spokesperson for my brother's assistant. He's like, do you understand why he's wearing this? I don't like this. And this piece has been inspired because he had so many questions as to why people of color have to do certain things. In my head, this is what I said.
Okay.
Whips and chains. Whips and chains. Unorthodox and cruel, demonic ways to examine the black man's brain. See, hate so rooted and so deep. I hear black bodies cry in my sleep. Maybe you don't think it's that deep. Here we go again with the same old story. Yeah, really. So just so you know, when the time comes to pay, it won't be cheap. See, they sat on those high horses looking down low as if those animals were mountaintops. These unrested souls, when hands get out the waters, will wrap around your neck and they won't stop because they can't stop. Y'all cut off her private parts and display them in museums, her buttocks, her breasts, her private areas. Burn black businesses over and over again or repeat. So the seed is already sown, so you got to reap eventually. Bomb churches and rape men, women, and children. Come on now. You wonder why so many black people raging against your white building? Okay. Arrives on the banks of cotton fields and blood-stained trees. Listen to whispers of freedom and lovers of stories of better days. The daughter of parents who hid in bushes and swamps and dogs sniff for black meat and black bodies. Strange sounds, strange fruit, small feet hang from large trees, but we still want to be free. And you got a nerve to turn around and ask me some bullshit like that? Just understand that when it comes time to pay for what you did, it won't stop. Because it can't stop and it won't stop. Just imagine that before you ask me another dumbass question. In peace.
Nima. Good Lord have mercy. Never cease to amaze this audience here, especially me. Thank you so much, Nima. I hope he gets the picture once you finally tell his ass that.
Yeah, he can't turn around. I'm trying to, like, you know, it's a brother sitting next to me. He keep, like, putting his hands, waving at the brother because he got his earphones on, and the brother's like, sir, I just got off work. I'm trying to listen to my music. I'm like, oh, dear Lord, please.
Oh, wow. Yes, please. Sometimes you just got to ignore people like that sometimes.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you can't, though. Sometimes you do exactly what you did, and you came up with this piece, which is lovely, by the way.
Yeah, that's how I vent. That's exactly how I vent, because I know if I could imagine had I started this piece on a bus full of brown-skinned individuals and this one Caucasian brother, you know, yeah, with all the questions, I just don't know.
For real. But we gonna pray for the brother. We gonna pray for that brother.
Yes.
Or the white brother.
That's what I said,
the white brother.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the white brother.
He's my brother, regardless.
Absolutely. Speaking of brothers and family and things like that, I got family with me today, y'all. I got some family with me today. She's the CEO of Wine 49, doing big things, giving you the flavor in your mouth with some good wine. I'm going to show you how to pair up good wine with good food. Let me introduce her to you. She's my cousin, and she's family. She like a sister, though. We more like sisters than brothers, because we fight like that too. But she came in yesterday. She wanted to hang out with us this weekend. And welcome my cousin, CEO of Wine 49, Thalia Holmes. Come on in the building. Thalia, what's happening?
Good evening, everybody.
Welcome.
Thank
you. Can y'all hear her okay?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, she kind of a little soft spoken, so I'm going to have to turn
I'm
on my
voice on.
It is Friday that's, night, and she's talking about wine. So
that's my wine voice. Not to mention, I mm-hmm. came all the way to North Carolina, and my sinuses is acting up.
She got the sinus problems with the you know the people up north. You know, she in Pennsylvania, Nima, not too far from Philly.
Right, I'm about 35 minutes from
35
Philly.
Minutes from Philly, Nima,
I'm in Bucks County.
Okay. Kinfolk, for real kinfolk.
Yeah, for real.
I'm new to the area, though. I was in New Jersey for like 29 years, so I'm only 2 years in Bucks County.
Okay. Well, I like Bucks County. It's all good.
Y'all going to have to connect.
We're going to get together soon.
I was going to say, y'all going to have to connect.
Absolutely. I have to bring you in for one of my wine tastings.
Yep.
Matter of fact,
you're doing a virtual wine tasting tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yep, I'm doing one tonight at 8 o'clock. So I do virtual tastings. We just starting in person tastings, you know, since they're opening things up for COVID, but you know, in smaller settings, not very large settings. But I first off, I'm a wine lover. So this is how I got into the wine business with Traveling Vineyard. That's the actual supplier of the wines that we have, and they're, we have global wines all over the world, all over the country, any type of wine, sweet wines, dry wines, medium sweet wines, whites, reds, sangria. But we have very unique names for our wines. Like our sangrias is like a vacay. So we call it like a vacation wine. And actually, I'm doing a tasting here at Corey's tomorrow, and I had the wine shipped here about a couple weeks ago. And it's not so much about purchasing wine. It's about studying and understanding wine and how to pair wine with the right foods and to change your palate. I'm the type of person, I don't like sweet wines, but I've learned some great unique techniques to change the taste of sweet wines entirely to, it's now like a medium sweet for me. But extremely sweet wines I don't like. But it's a great business. I just promoted out to a lead because I just do extremely well in this business because I know a lot about wine. Prior to joining the business. So it's a passion. So when you have a passion for something, you can definitely deliver well. So if you're interested in checking out my website, it's travelingvineyard.com/guide/wine49. The Wine 49 comes from, I'm an avid 49 faithful fan. And wine is my passion. So when you put the two together, you get nothing but fabulous.
Give us the website again.
travelingvineyard.com/guide/wine49.
Travelingvineyard.com/guide/wine49. wine49. All right. So I'm gonna open it up with questions for you, Nima, right out the gate, since y'all practically neighbors, and I pretty much know everything I need to know about my family.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I want to ask, first of all, I'm listening to you, and I am definitely a sweet, sweet wine person. I cannot drink wine if it's not sweet.
Okay.
Like, that's just who I am. But I definitely have been learning a little more about wine. Now, do you have, maybe you said this already, but so do you actually teach classes on your website? Do you have information about teaching classes? And if so, go ahead.
No, finish your question.
Okay, I was going to say, and if so, do you have the prices available? So that way people can, you know, jump in there and say, okay, it's a small setting. You know, I can jump on a calendar and see when I can hit it up and so forth.
Okay, so I have a Sommology on my website, and the Sommology basically explains the different types of wines, the ingredients that are in the wines, and the different type of foods you can pair the wine with. Now, in order to get more mm-hmm. in-depth, like hands-on, if you schedule mm-hmm. a virtual training, if you want to do that, or either you want to do an in-home, I can actually come mm-hmm. bring wine and demonstrate. What? Specifically sweet wines, and show you how to better pair them. And we have all kind of sweet wines. We have rosé. We have this wine. Oh, Kicks and Pearls. If you're thinking about Kamala Harris, we have a wine called Kicks and Pearls. That's another sweet wine. Oh. I actually have that one here to do a virtual tasting tonight and an in-home tasting here at Corey's tomorrow. So, yeah, if you check out my website. And you don't even have to go to the website and be overwhelmed. If you strictly want sweet, just click on sweet, and those are the only wines you're going to see.
Wow. Okay, that was good information. That was really good information. I'm just like, welcome. Okay, I was like, man, she just said a mouthful. I'm definitely interested. I have to, yeah, I definitely have to write some things down, because I have been to a couple of wine tastings recently, and it's a whole new experience for me. So I just love the fact that you're doing this, and I think I want to know, do you have your own wine?
No,
you created your own wine?
Well, I have made wine from scratch. I'm part of it's a team of us that we do make our own wines. We haven't made a wine in probably over a year because of COVID, but we are coming back together. So I'm very hands-on with also making wines.
Wow.
But now we're not crushing with our feet. Like a lot of people be like, oh, y'all stomping grapes. No, we're not doing that. We actually have a wine presser. We bottle our wine, we label our wine. So yeah, I'm when I tell y'all I'm deep into it, I'm really deep into it.
For sure.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. I love this. I love this. I love this. There's a, I'll get into that another time, but I definitely want to contact you personally. There's a book coming out, and I want to make sure that your information gets put in this book. A friend of mine is writing a book about wine and all kinds of stuff, and they research black vineyards and black companies, black owned companies, and just some of everything. So thank you so much for that information. I am going to pass the mic to Brother JT, because
sure,
I'll
you're welcome.
Answer every question I've had.
Nima, I'll make sure I'll give her your number so she can call you or whatever. Yes. Y'all can link up. Cool. Yes. That's what we do at Big Woo Radio, baby. Making connections. That's what we doing.
This is good stuff.
Go ahead, JT.
Hey, how you doing? I see business is booming, and we talking about grapes and compressing and tasting, and I just want to know how virtually stimulating this is, and that you get on, you got something going on from the last time you came on our show. Now you done flipped it, and you got business. And first of all, salute to you. And it's it's really great to have you back on Big Woo Radio, and to
Absolutely.
Know that you got something really great going on. And I only have one question for you, and that's when you get to that $1 million mark, we got to do a Big Woo Radio yacht wine cruise.
Yeah. You got that right.
Yeah. We get that. We're going to make that happen.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, JT, I guess we know why she ain't been calling the show lately.
Yeah.
In a long time.
Explain it right now. Yeah.
Maybe she'll have more time now that she done got promoted, you know, that she'll be able to spend some time here on the Florida Poetry Show with us.
Just wanted to put out there real quick. I am bringing in some guides under me. I did just bring a sister girl in from Maryland, and she's retired from the military, and she's loving it as well. So her and I are very closely connected. So I'm building the empire.
Go ahead, Neil.
How could you not like it?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, JT, how could you not like it? You get to drink wine all day.
It is, yeah. Without question.
Go ahead, JT.
For our audience that doesn't know the difference, break down the difference between red wine and white wine. What's the difference between the two?
Okay, one of the main differences between red and white is definitely the grapes. So you're definitely going to be using a red grape versus a white grape. In addition, to be honest with you, red wines, as much as people don't like them, they're much better for you, right? They have less sugar. White wines have more sugar. If you're trying to kind of watch your weight or whatever, try to stay away from the sugary wines. I mean, I know they're good, but if you sit and drink a couple bottles of those, then it's going to show, specifically in your gut.
Yeah.
So
that also explains why a lot of people, after they take red wine communion, are in their happy space.
And actually, when my church have first Sunday, I use red wine, actual red wine. I'm not red juicing it or anything like that. I'm strictly using red wine.
That's right.
Because Jesus didn't turn water into juice. He turned water into wine. Red wine at that.
Right.
But the other difference I can give you as far as pairing white and red wines, white wines tend to go more with like chicken and fishes and shrimps. Red wines go better with red meat.
Right.
Red wines go great with like cheese and chocolate. But I can teach you how to, I can have you pair wines with desserts and you'll see how amazing your wine's going to taste. It could be ice cream.
Specifically, does my sangria go with my cheesecake?
No, not really. But it might. Sangria goes great with, believe it or not, fried chicken. Sangria go great with ice cream. Sangria goes great with anything that's like a brownie or like chocolatey. Not necessarily. You know, there's some very rich chocolates out there. Rich and very expensive chocolates. But every time you eat your sangria with something different, your palate's going to change. Some things will bring the acidity out of it because sangria has acid in it. So some of them will bring the acidity out more than not, and some will actually smooth it out, the taste. Okay. So your palate is always changing depending on what type of food you have with your wine or your sangria.
Yeah.
Sangrias that have a lot of cinnamon in them. I'm big on putting fresh cinnamon in my sangria, cinnamon sticks. If you have that with ice cream, that'll mellow out the cinnamon if you don't like cinnamon. All you have to do is put a small taste on your palate, and then it changes the whole dynamics of how your drink going to taste.
I really appreciate you clearing that up because I got that from the 1975 episode of Sanford and Son. And I've been on sangria ever since, so that's where that came from.
Well, at least you're staying true to it.
He needs some ripple.
He needs that ripple.
Wow, this is a good conversation. And just so y'all know, not for you, Queen, not for you, not for y'all married folks. I'm just saying out in the airways. But wine goes with Nima all day.
Okay.
Red or white. Red or white. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I need to be like, I love Lucy. I need a man that's going to let me stomp the grapes after I wash my feet smash him, and then wrap that one bottle, and then he drinks it. That's
word.
What I need.
Amen. All right. All right.
Okay.
All right, so we're up against the break. We got Soul Rack, I believe, there on the line, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk to them. We're going to talk more with Thalia Holmes, CEO of Y49. She's going to hang out with us for the next 30 minutes of the show. And we're going to come back. We're going to listen to some new music from Soul Rack. We're going to talk to Soul Rack, see what they got going on coming up right here on the Florida Poetry Show, Big Woo Radio. But before we go, we got to ask, won't he do it? Yes, he will. Yvette Simone, won't he do it? We'll be right back. Florida Poetry Show, Big Woo Radio. Don't you go nowhere.
Done been through the storm, y'all. Seen the rough side of the mountain, but three, four times. Everything crumbled around. About to lose my mind. Hold on to my faith. Cause it's not what I see. It's just what I believe. If you believe in God's word, he will strengthen you. But you gotta keep holding on. All things are possible.
Too close, then serve him.
So I press on the mark of the high calling. He'll never leave ya. God's gonna see you through. If you believe in God's word, he will strengthen you. Difficult times will come, and I know he'll never leave us nor forsake us, nor will he put more on us that we can bear. And if he did it for me, surely he'll do it for you. You know why? Hey, cause this is what he did. The bills got paid,
won't he do it?
New house on the way,
won't he do it?
My mama got healed,
won't he do it?
I tell you Jesus is real,
won't he do it?
To get you through the new job,
won't you do it?
God said it in his word,
won't you do it?
I can have it all,
won't you do it?
Yeah. You believe in God's word.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
Hey, y'all, I'm Nima Shining Star L, and you can catch me every Sunday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IG Live in the Art Room with Nima, where I will have special interviews with special guests you don't want to miss. And then you can catch me Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live Thoughts Provoked, where every topic is definitely a hot topic. Do not miss. So if you can't catch me on IG Live, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shoot on over to Facebook, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
From olive colored skin to chocolate brown, lipsticks and lip gloss should be color rich, long lasting, bold and luscious. Bold and Luscious Cosmetics. Find them at BALcosmetics.com. Complete with vitamin E, lanolin, and antioxidants. Bold and Luscious gives you soft, moisturized lips all day. Reds, nudes, pinks, darks, bright. BALcosmetics.com. BALcosmetics.com.
What up, people? This is Mr. Dark House, CEO and manager at New Soul Music Record Label, with a special public service announcement for all up-and-coming artists in the Rock Hill, Charlotte area and around the world. New Soul Music now offers artist management, production, marketing, and promotion for all up-and-coming artists. If you are in need of a management team, look no further than New Soul Music Record Label to help position you for success in your music careers. You can hit us up today for your free consultation at 803-470-5618 or email us at newsoulmusic14@gmail.com. Once again, that number is 803-470-5618 or email us at newsoulmusic14@gmail.com. Let's build your future in music.
Welcome back to the Floetic Poetry Show on Big Woo Radio. Make sure to download the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store. Listen live at BigWooRadio.com. Now back to the program with Nima Shining Star L, James JT Thompson, and Corey Big Woo Woods on Big Woo Radio.
Welcome back to the program, 704-489-3316. If you got any questions, you got any comments, you got anything you want to share, you got anything that's positive that you want to put in the atmosphere, give us a call, 704-489-3316. We love it when you follow us on all of our social media at BigWoolRadio.com. So thanks everybody listening live on BigWoolRadio.com, and everybody that's downloaded the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store, and all of the folks that search us out in the podcast app on your iPhone, we appreciate that. The segment is brought to you by Wine 49, of course. You know, Wine 49 is in the building. Girl Thalia Holmes is in the building. Appreciate her so much for all her info. And she's going to be here if anybody got any questions or whatever. But we got Soul Rack is in the building. They got some new music that we going to play here on the show for y'all today. Soul Rack, are y'all here?
Yeah, I'm here. It's just me, but yeah, definitely.
We got the Solo Rack. Solo Rack in the building today.
Yeah, Solo Rack. That's what it is. But hey, I appreciate the opportunity. And, looking forward to chopping it up with you guys for a bit.
Oh, no problem. No problem, man. Thank you so much for taking the time out to spend on us on our little show here. We appreciate that for sure. We got on the line, so you don't be confused about who you're talking to. We got Nima Shining Star L, our resident poet and artist and everything all around all right. Woman. One woman show.
All right.
Nima Shining Star L. Okay. And we got my man, the heartbeat of Big Woo Radio, James J.T. Thompson. He's also here with us. And of course, like I said, my cousin is here, the CEO of Wine 49. So if you like wine, my man, then we need to talk to her. Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds good. Well, you know, I say salute to all the people that are there, all the people that contribute to the show. And I'm looking forward to speaking to everybody tonight.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. We've been looking forward to kicking it with you. So, you got new music. Well, just for our audience, just tell our audience who you are and who you represent. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm from Orlando, Florida, originally born and raised. As far as my music, I call it music for the soul. Primarily, is written to touch people spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. That's primarily what it is. It's done from a conscious perspective, but you know, my musical palette extends beyond just conscious music, because music is a universal language, and so I use it to speak to the people.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And so tell everybody your name and your information, how they can follow you and get your music and stuff.
Okay, well, my name is Soul Rack, as you stated earlier, and they can find me easily as far as on social media. Just use Soul Rack, which is SOULRAC music, and on any social media platform. As far as grabbing or listening to my music, you can go wherever music is sold. You can even go to TikTok and make a TikTok video with the music.
Say that's what? Right. I'm gonna get my grandkids right that because I don't know how to do it.
I'm still learning myself.
Word up.
But yeah, they'll definitely know they DM me with the video. I'll be more than glad to retweet it or post it.
Absolutely. TikTok is cool. It's definitely a way to get your music, you know, out to the masses, you know. So kudos to you for having. I have a TikTok, but I think I got maybe 9 followers. I don't know. I've done like 3 videos. One, I was drunk. I was drunk and dancing to Mary J. Blige. So I don't. And one, I had my wife's bra on over my eyes, right? I did a dance to Fly Girl. Yeah, Fly Girl. A Fly Girl, and I had not looking like a bee. Anyway, that's just something for people to go check out when they bored and they got nothing else to do.
Hey, it's all good. I mean, that's what people use TikTok for anyway.
Absolutely. It is fun, though. It is
do
fun.
Do their thing. Absolutely. Yeah, it's fun. Sure. It's for sure. Fun, so it's all about absolutely.
All right, so Rack, so you've been in the game. How long you been doing your thing, man? And are you still in Orlando doing it?
No, I live on the outskirts of Orlando now, but since I was born and raised there, I still represent it. I live closer to the Tampa area right now, but it's still my hometown, so I still represent where I come from. As far as doing music, I started when I was 14, but then I took a hiatus because I wanted to pursue life, and I learned the business side of the music or entertainment business as a whole because I promoted comedy shows, had a nightclub at one time, and then I also delved into expanding my, you know, poetry and things of that nature. And then I returned back to the music scene because I felt it was the need to, I had a voice I felt that needed to be heard. So I came back to let it be felt and let it be seen. So that's the purpose. But I've been recently doing it no more than 2 years, about 2 years, almost three, I would say.
Okay, nice, nice, nice. That's what's up. All right, so this caught you slipping. Okay. Tell us about that, because we're going to get into that track right now. Caught You Slipping. Okay. Talk about that one for a minute.
Absolutely. Well, Caught You Slipping, basically, it's kind of a play on the word, you know, how you say, man, you got caught slipping.
Yeah.
But it's used in a more spiritual sense because it's talking about how we don't live up to our ideal self, which means women and men, because there's so much misogyny in the hip-hop industry. And, you know, women are treated, you know, differently or treated unfairly. And then there are men who have a certain perspective of women. But basically, it's for men and women to say, hey, we can be better than what we are, and this is how we can do it. And that's basically what it is.
Wow.
I was fortunate to have A-Man Bob on the track with me, Scratches by L. Don, the cut, and produced by Big Bob.
Okay, okay. So I know you said it was feel-good music, but, you know, and I love feel-good music. That's I live for it. I mean, because we need it nowadays. We need feel-good music. And we have a lot of artists that do feel good music. Sometimes they call it hip gospel or hip hop gospel or hip gospel or whatever. But a lot of them don't like to be put in a box like that, you know. And so it's interesting that you called it feel good music opposed to, you know, the other. You know what I mean? But we gonna get into it right now. Caught You Slipping. On the other side, I'm gonna let Nima talk to you. I'm gonna let JT talk to you, and have my cousin, the CEO from Wine 49. If she got some questions or she want to kick it with you or whatever, just we'll do that on the other side of the song. Okay.
As long as she give me a bottle of wine, she gets all the questions she wants.
I'll be in Tampa in July. Come to my tasting, Wesley Chapel.
I'll be right there. Make sure we link up.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, we'll get your information. Matter of fact, Wine 49, you can call Thalia Holmes from Wine 49, the CEO, let her be your wine guide. 973-223-4353. It's just so small on this card. It says, what the hell?
Well, you need glasses.
I do need glasses. 973-223-4353, and the lighting in this room is just terrible.
It is
absolutely terrible. And the website is travelingvineyard.com /guide/wine49. But you can find her on Facebook at wine49 also. All right, so let's get into it, man. Caught You Slipping, my man. Soul Track in the building. Don't you go nowhere, Florida Poetry Show, Big Woo Radio. This is how we do it.
Woman's highest calling is to lead a man to his soul, so as to unite him with source. Her lowest calling is to seduce. Don't get caught slipping, sisters.
She was a beauty queen with finer things. Always wore designer jeans. Only mess with ballers, not men in the minor leagues. Mesmerized men with a swagger and a smile. She break her right in and then she pass up to the pile. Sexual attraction, intellectual distraction. She'll leave your brain dead before you get to know her action. Her curves was majestic with a mocha complexion. Her words was poetic, she was close to perfection. She take you for your papers if you leave your guard down. Love is a movie and she's playing a part now. Everywhere she goes, she leave a trail of destruction. And if she was a queen, she wouldn't sell you seduction. Before you commit, fellas, better test the roots. Change your ways, sisters, before you're destitute. You were born with a purpose, deeper than your surface. Don't get caught slipping, cause it ain't ever worth it.
Baby girl, got all the right preparation.
To my ladies all across the globe.
Women, make sure you're respected.
Baby, 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 baby girl got all the right weaponry.
So my ladies all across the globe.
Women, make sure you're respected.
When you're young and malleable, that's when the drama begins. We're taught never put a woman over money or friends. The weakest of men, teaching brothers how to be niggas. Preaching the fallacy to my sisters as hoes and bitches. That's man's lowest calling, pimpology, matriculation. Imposing your will on sisters with manipulation. The oldest profession, my boldest confession, is the world's a matriarchy. Put the queens in position. Kings protect the queen's strong arm, that she may walk a pathway upon this earth unharmed. That's your highest calling in this battlefield. The black woman is God, that's what's real. Through her womb, life begins, through her heart, it returns. Her safety and well-being is my greatest concern. Destroying and building mental conceptions of men and women, cause falling short of your higher self is my notion to slip.
Baby girl, got all the right weaponry.
To my ladies all across the globe.
Women, make sure you're respected.
Baby girl,
got all the right weaponry.
To my ladies all across the globe.
Women. Make sure you're respected.
I know when the truth revealed, it's harder to accept that our children learn from us and follow in our steps. They see right through you, not accepting your disguise. But when they grow up, they use deception on lies. Because it's in your hand to put them on the right course. That's why as a woman, you were meant to be the source. Whatever that you teach them will be your legacy. Keep your head up and be the best that you can be.
We owe it to our sons to properly shine. So that when our time says, they'll rise with divine state of mind. Boys to men from a prince to a king, not a just self-molds and for godhood, supreme being. Teach them respect the queens, protect the queens, cause she's the best of things, sweetest nectarines. The man is the mind, the woman is the thought it contains. They bring forth the idea, the Trinity is ordained.
Be dropping bombs. You heard it here first. It's a Big Boo Radio exclusive on Big Boo Radio.
Woo! Whee! Man, Soul Rack, dog, that took me back. That this is what needs to happen in hip hop. You hear me? This is what needs to happen.
I appreciate that.
Don't nobody cut like that no more. Don't nobody use a turntable as an instrument like y'all just did.
Mm-hmm.
My man. Yeah. I love it. Caught you slipping. Soul Rack. Go to Soul Rack Music on all social media. At Soul Rack Music on all social media. Is that correct?
That's right, absolutely.
And you can get your music on all platforms that give you music, whatever is Apple Music or Spotify, mm-hmm. Pandora, wherever, right?
Absolutely, you go on all music platforms. I'm available,
man. And any of the young people that's listening, this is how it all began. This is how it all began. The mess you listening to today wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for tracks like this. Brother, thank you so much for joining the program, Soul Rack. I'm going to pass you on to Nima Shining Star L. JT, if he's got something for you. People that's listening and they like, man, where is Black in Effect? Where is Black in Effect? I need to get some edumacation. Well, we got Black in Effect coming up too. We ain't going nowhere. Okay. We right there. We got Black in Effect. We're going to give you some black history education. But first, Nima, what you got for Soul Rack?
No, first of all, where did the name come from? Because I might have missed it. I don't know if you said it or not, but it's like a lot going on over here. Where did you get the name from?
Okay, well, actually, it's my first name, which is Carlos Backwards with a U added to emphasize the word soul.
So oh, soul damn! Rap.
Oh! Yeah. Okay.
That's clever!
Yeah.
Son of
a gun. See how you said that?
Good catch.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I just interrupted. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening to you. I was just saying that's just okay. A good catch. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Well, secondly, what do you when you play your music and other people listen mm-hmm. to it? When you see the responses on their faces, how does that make you feel? Has it been all positive? The reception and the you know what I mean? When you're performing or when you're playing your music, has it been all positive feedback? What has that been like?
I mean, for the most part, it has been. When you make the type of music we're making, which is like a counterculture type sound, you know, it's not always easily received because everybody kind of got into a cookie-cutter effect. So you're trying to break through a barrier that has been built for years, and you're trying to bring positive messaging as well as something that's uplifting people and educating people at the same time. So people are somewhat resistant to it, but those who I call the chosen few, they are open to it, and they love it, and they support it. So, you know, you got to embrace those who get behind the music.
Well, I'm one of the chosen few. I'm going to just put that out there right now.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Yes, look, that sounds like a group in itself, the chosen few. Okay. That sounds like a group right there. Because I'm a part of that group. And I'm listening to your voice. You sound like E-40. I don't know why, but I got like an E-40.
Oh, yeah,
I'm like, why does he sound like E-40
true
to
that,
me?
True
I'm
that.
Sorry. My brain is all over the place.
You know, I got mad respect for E-40. So any any person that compare me to somebody from the old school that made it, I welcome it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. My last question, because I'm not a Mike Hogger. My last question.
I see what you did there. I see what you did.
No, good. I'm glad we talked.
Hit. Like, no. Once we really are free to roam and do what we do as far as the pandemic and the restrictions, what is your tour? Do you have a tour date? Do you have something scheduled?
I don't have anything scheduled right now, but my goal is to get some dates scheduled on the books. I'm hoping I can go overseas. I would love to do some where I am, United States, of course, but I'm definitely planning to make some moves. It's just all about the doors opening up right now. But I'm ready to go when the opportunity presents itself.
Okay. And sorry, guys. Last question. No Mike Hogg.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. You just said, no, go ahead. I'm just kidding.
Last question. When you have the opportunity, could you please, when you're on IG, because I know that Nima would love to have you in the art room as a guest. It's called In the Art Room with Nima. So we'll make sure you spread that information because I would love to have him as a guest in the art room so we can continue to spread the message, spread the love, spread the music, spread this positive information to the masses.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm sure JT can make that happen.
Thank you, JT. Thank you, Corey. Absolutely. Okay, that's the end of my questions. God bless. Right. I wish you all the success in the world.
Thank you so much.
JT, go ahead.
Yeah, so, Rex, I just want to say, man, first of all, it's a tremendous honor to have you on our platform. And when I got the message about you wanting to come on Big Woo Radio, it just, it does something to my soul, man. It's like, then when I listen to your music, you are the example of why we even started Big Woo Radio, why we created the content, the shows that we've done to feature and highlight artists such as yourself, man. And you're doing an amazing job, man. You got an amazing sound. Music is, you know, you can really gravitate to it and really, really get into it. And it reminds you of the era when we had great music. Artists were putting out good music and it was stuff for us to vibe to. So, just kudos to you, man. Salute. So what you're doing,
you.
I know it's a grind. That's a lot of work you got to put into it.
Absolutely.
My only question to you is this. Have things open back up and you continue to push the tracks that you have and the new music that you got. What is your goal ultimately as you continue to move and we get back to the, you know, what is a new normal? What are some of your goals moving forward? As we continue to open back up and we continue, you know, to get back in the groove and ultimately to live performances, what are some of the things that you would like to do?
Quite a few. One of the things I want to do is what I'm doing now is networking with like-minded people and build those relationships. That way it can be fruitful for me as well as the people I'm networking with.
Yeah.
Secondly, to put out more music. I mean, that's always, you know, as an artist, your goal, your desire is always to create art. So put out more music. I have
the EP that's going to be dropping on CD only, which is Soulploitation. Basically, it means exposing my soul to the people. And then I got another EP that I'm doing, kind of going back to those boom bap roots that we just talked, that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
So that's something that I'm doing. I want to travel. When that opportunity comes up, I mean, I have a desire to eventually start a radio show, and then put out a book of poetry. So there are a few things that I really want to do. It's just a matter of having the time to do all of them, but I'm moving in that direction. So we're definitely going to get there. But those are some of the things I definitely want to do. Like I said, just create art is my primary desire. Well, lastly, I want to leave a legacy for my children. So what I'm doing now, I want to create a template for them. So if they decide to go into music, I already created the network. I already created the opportunities. And more importantly, hopefully I created the desire and they'll step in those same shoes that I started in, but further than where I began.
Wow.
That would be my desire.
Wow.
Man, that's dope. That's dope, yeah. Soul Ragging. I got to end this segment only the way that JT can end it. I got to bring Wine 49, the CEO boss lady, back in here for this question. Okay. I want to know what wine goes with Soul Rack.
All the wines go with Soul Rack.
Oh, that's lovely.
There you go. You can't go wrong with any wine and listening to Soul Rack. I'm telling you right now.
No, you can't. You can't.
Soul Rack, man, we appreciate you so much, man. Again, go check him out at Soul Rack Music on all social media. Get his music on all music platforms. The brother is doing his thing, and we appreciate you taking the time out to do the thing with us, man. Come back anytime, bro. When you drop that EP or whatever you're doing, let us know. We'll have you back for sure.
Absolutely. And if I can, I want to get that number one more time, if time allows it.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. 973-223-4353.
Okay, I got it. Thank you so much. Soul it was a pleasure meeting all of you.
What's your Instagram?
It's Soul Rack Music. Just put at Soul Rack Music. You find me right there.
Okay.
At Soul Rack Music. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All of you. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate you so much, man. So we're gonna have Wine 49 playing your music in the background at her wine tasting. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna leave. Go ahead.
I can make a song just for her wine if she want me to. I'm down for it.
You know? Absolutely.
For sure. No doubt, no doubt. Wow. And before we leave, we gonna play Belly of the Beast. So you wanna hip us to that real quick? Because that's gonna be the last song we play tonight after Black in Effect.
Absolutely. Well, definitely Belly of the Beast deals with what I call a pandemic or a crisis within the country where we're dealing with mass incarceration. And basically, the whole point of the song is to highlight how mass incarceration has harmed the family and how people are profiting from it. And I was joined on that particular song by the legendary hip-hop icon, Craig G, my partner, and Ryan, BBS Verbal, and then myself. And again, we had the same DJ on this one, L. Donna Cut, and produced by the same producer, Big Bob.
Wow.
So enjoy it.
Okay, we will. Wow. We're going to get into that right after Black in Effect. Soul Rack, thank you so much, man. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Memorial Day. Wow. Get your stuff on the grill. Get your butt in the pool and have a good time.
All right. Blessings to all of you.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless, man. We'll talk to you in a minute. All right, everybody. That was Soul Rack. Go at Soul Rack Music on all social media platforms at Soul Rack Music. Right now, we're going to get into Black in Effect with our girl, Nima Shining Star L. You ready, Nima?
Yes, I am.
Let's
go.
Black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm N-E-F-F-E-C-T.
You must learn.
And I'm black, y'all.
N-E-F-F-E-C-T.
My bad, Nima. My bad. Go ahead.
You over there trying to scratch.
Black in Effect. Black.
All right, it was Black in Effect, man. We gotta educate them on some Black history, because we're not just Black in February. We're Black all our lives, man. All right, what you got for us, Nima?
Right. Short, sweet, and to the point. Miss Maggie Lena Mitchell, the daughter of a former slave, went to the public schools in Richmond, Virginia, became a teacher, and established a newspaper before she opened up the St. Luke Penny Savings Bank in 1903, according to the National Park Services. This is a daughter of slaves, people. She is educated. She is a teacher. She's a teacher. Come on now. Come on now. She established a newspaper. Come on now, a sister, in 1903, and then opens up the Luke Penny Savings Bank. Okay? The bank service, she served as president, and she broke all gender and racial barriers. She later served as board chairwoman when the bank merged with two other Richmond banks, the Park Service Report. This resulting and leading until 1903 to 2009, she was recognized as the nation's oldest African American operated bank. So I gotta look this up, until 2009, I've never even heard of the Luke Penny Savings Bank, okay? But this woman, this sister, this queen, daughter of slaves, let me tell you, there is nothing impossible. If you can think it, you can dream it, you can be it.
Absolutely.
But you already know that the color of your skin sometimes has barriers, but she broke down every barrier and said, not today, not now, not this one. Miss Maggie Lena Mitchell, please look her up. St. Luke Penny Savings Bank. Okay, and this is from 1903. That's enough, absolutely, man. Crazy. I've never, come on man, she was a teacher, it's hard enough being a teacher, but then she started a newspaper. Who does that? Obviously, she does.
She does, and absolutely.
And then opened up a bank, and then as she got older, served as the first president.
Yeah.
Okay? Of the bank.
The first president of the bank.
That's
crazy. That's nuts. Appreciate that, man. That's your Black in Effect. Black history edumacation. We do it every week, man, because we're not just Black in February. You can give us a month, but we got all our life to be Black, so don't even trip. All right, let's talk about Wu. You ready?
Yes.
Let's talk about
All right, this is what we tell y'all, what we got going on, what we got coming up. Nima Shana Star L, what you doing, girl?
Listen, I need all of you to continue to check out Big Wu Radio, because this is where you hear everything first, okay? Check out all of our social media platforms, Instagram, IG, in the Art Room with Nima. Come on now, it's popping. If you don't know what it is, go to IG, Nima_L. I just dropped a new book 2 days ago. It's called Abstract Poetry, and it's just crazy. I got another book coming out called Nima. I'm not even going to tell you what's in that book, but you got to get it. And I just became officially, some of my paintings have blessed and graced the cover of 3 books, so now I am officially an illustrator.
What?
And I will definitely be posting. Yeah, man. So
among other things. God darn, Nima.
Covers.
What do you not do?
I'm excited. Not do, I don't stop. Can't stop.
Won't stop.
I'm not even PD. And hopefully I'll be linking up with this beautiful wine connoisseur, wine educator, this beautiful queen that we have on the show today, because
yes.
Verses of Wine is a book that's coming out very soon, Verses of Wine, and it's all about Verses of Wine. It's all about wine and Black wine businesses and where they are, and so just look forward to all of that. So that's what I'm up to.
Wine 49, forever ingrained in the pages of a book. You can't beat that with a bat.
Yeah, you need to get that in there. Yeah, make sure she's in there.
Absolutely, absolutely. But we'll make that happen. This your,
that's my business card.
This your phone number. Yep. Okay, Nima, you got the number?
Is that the number you gave out?
Yeah.
Okay, that you told Soul Rap? Yes.
Yeah, you got that.
The number that starts with the number. Okay, got you.
973-223-4353.
Oh, okay, I didn't want to shout it out, but yeah, I got it.
Yeah, that's the number. That's the business. That's how people get her, man. Now you can't beat that.
Okay, all right,
you got
cool.
A direct number. Right, I think it's the same number I got. Shit, which ain't right. I should have a special number. I'm damn family. Shit. I mean, shoot. It don't matter. It's Friday night. It's all right. All right. So, JT, what we got going on? What we got coming up, man? What you doing? I know you all up in some shit, some stuff. I keep cussing.
First and foremost, man, thank you to everybody that voted. We sit number one on top of Dynasty Radio's top 10 of emerging artists. Woo! We sit number one with Love 2.0. So, very humbled and very honored to have that, you know, that and reign over the charts. We got some things coming. When I say you, Big Woo Radio is on the move.
Yeah.
You know, you got Mima moving, you got the Goddess moving, you got Big Woo doing big things, and you got me. It's kind of just, you know, chuckling along and making some noise here or there. But trust me when I tell you, you want to stay paying attention all summer long, because I promise you there's some big things upcoming.
Yeah.
It's going to blow your mind. But yeah, we told you at the beginning of the year, the Big Woo Radio was going to be on the move. And if you wasn't on the train, you were just going to be sitting there. Yeah. But you can still cheer for it. Just say, choo, 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 choo.
Yeah. And don't forget June 5th. Don't forget June 5th, one woman show with the poet and goddess Nyana Renee up in the Water Bank Coffee After Hours exclusive. A ticket only event. If you ain't got no ticket, you can't get in this, man. And you, if you ain't been invited to get a ticket, you can't get in this. This is erotica poetry. One mic stand. So one mic stand, the poet and goddess Nyana Renee, erotica poetry. All up in you. You know what I'm saying? All up in you like that. Yeah, it's going to be fire. The fire station is right around the corner, so we ain't got to worry about that. It's right around the corner. Absolutely. All right, so don't forget that June 5th. It's a Saturday night, 7 p.m. You got to get your ticket, NyanaRenee.com. Go to NyanaRenee.com. Get your ticket, man. Outside of that, that's all we got, man. It's been a great show. Thank you, JT. Thank Yanima, and thank you, Thalia. Thank you, Soul Rack, for coming through and hanging out with us, making this a wonderful experience and a wonderful show, and a lot of information given out. We really appreciate you. We're gonna leave you with Soul Rack, featuring his boys Craig G, VVS Verbal, and Lo Eldo. I don't even want to mess it up. So it's my man Soul Rack, on behalf of my girl Nima Shining Star L, James JT Thompson, Soul Rack, and Thalia Wine 49. I'm Big Woo. It's Big Woo Radio. Peace. God bless. We out.
Issues of reform and trying to make the prison a better place to live. Listen, that's not what prisoners want. Right?
Welcome.
And this
to
whole
the
issue
of the beast, man.
That these false dichotomies that we keep engaging
Watch
in,
back
man.
Out there, man.
Children in prison,
they want
women in
away.
Prison, old people in prison.
They just sentenced the little homie to 20 plus. Had a public defender, he couldn't get his money up. Prosecutor didn't care, he was only 17. Circumstantial evidence erased him from the scene. George Zimmerman is a free man to kill again. Some folks were innocent, cell blocks they fill him in. Sweatshop workers for 20 cents per hour. Take away your dignity, washing in group showers. Away from your family, a 12-hour bus trip. Racist CEOs on their fuck shit.
It sucks, kid.
The judge screams guilty to lighten up his caseload. Liars testify, you understand, playing a fake role. Solitary confinement, an extra way to break souls. Inhumane treatment or not, how the debate goes. And if you get released from this situation, they'll keep you under their thumb with a 20-year probation.
And this is what we got. We got to start. We got to take control of this language, man. We got to take control of this narrative, man. We got to start eliminating things that disconnect us, that divide us.
That's real.
Yo, until we do that, until we begin to connect the dots, we are finished. We ain't going nowhere.
Bulldog fully loaded, stash in a shiny case. Large bags, gotta eat, fuck all them tiny plates. In the hood, check the tolling pole, I'm highly placed. Right hand been locked since summer of 98. I'm from the home of the kids clapping and kidnappings. Shootouts in broad day, at least 10 stabbings. Rep your hood, most of us come from hard places. Get caught up, turn incarcerated star faces. A vast population up in them state prisons. You wanna fight for your life now?
You're listening to Big Blue Radio.
Can count on one hand the people that might be with me. Peep the prism system growth since 1950. They locking up nine times as many blacks. United States jail population.